show. And you know what? Inspiring stories is something that all of us go through, these trials and tribulations. We think we're going on the right track, and yet human nature takes us somewhere else, and we kind of have this wake-up call. And my guest today, Ed Jackson, is going to talk about the mountain within me and how his kind of story has gone. But wouldn't you agree, Ed? It's something that, like, literally, we just think we know it, right? We're in good shape. Everything's going as planned. And then something else happens to us. And then we're like, what happened? That's my take. What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, life can chuck its curveballs. I think we all go through it from time to time. Some of them are bigger than others, but it's like, sometimes you've just, and you've got a decision to make, you know, how, do you play it or, you know, do you fold? And I got chucked a big curveball, that's for sure. Like, my life changed pretty drastically. But that was the option I was left with. It's like, you know, do I carry on or do I fold? And unfortunately, I did. And I'm very fortunate to be in the position I am. But you're right. You know, we all get these, whether it's on a macro level once or twice in our life or on a micro level from day to day.
Now, and I'm going to give you this example of what I'm talking about is, yeah, right. It could be from a day-to-day difficulty or challenge to something just absolutely that blows your life upside down and then you change. So here's the problem we run in as a society is if we have a serious conflict happens, cancer, a serious injury, a divorce, something really tragic, we're always told we maybe caused it. And not always do we. And then I'm sure you question yourself when it's the injury that maybe you did something wrong in your life that caused this to happen. At first, we all do that in human nature, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one thing that going to spending 4 months on a spinal unit taught me is I had a lot of blame before I went there of like, how could I be so stupid to do this to myself, to dive into the wrong end of a swimming pool, you know, and there was a lot of blame in there. And I thought, did I deserve this? You know, and a lot of resentment. Then you get there and you look around and you realize no one deserved to be there. You know, like, accidents happen. Good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. Life doesn't owe you anything. It just happens to you. It's how you respond to it that really matters.
And because of being, so were you a professional rugby player when you did this, got this injury?
Yeah, that's right. I was a professional rugby player for 10 years. So I was 28 when the injury happened. So sort of, well, two-thirds of the way through my career, at least. So it was quite a drastic change for me. Obviously, you'd have thought breaking your neck would happen on a rugby pitch, especially having done it for 10 years, and just for it to happen on a Sunday afternoon at a barbecue, picking the wrong end of a swimming pool to dive into. You know, it just proves that, you know, anything can happen in life. But it obviously put an end to my rugby career, but it also nearly put an end to my life. You know, I had to be resuscitated 3 times. I've been left with a spinal cord injury, a disability. But in a weird way, a lot of doors closed. And over time, a lot of doors opened as well, to the point where now I'm in a position where I would honestly say that I wouldn't take it back.
Because of how you're transforming people's lives, would you say, and telling your story, and also the fact that you're inspirational in so many ways. So you'll go back and say, well, I could have been a professional rugby player, and then who knows what would have happened to me, and I probably would have lived an ordinary life after that. Now you're living an extraordinary life, even though you went through such pain.
Yeah, exactly that. I think I got to a point where I felt so useless for so long and such a burden on people. And then all of a sudden I started my journey and just continuing and pushing in the mountains, start to inspire other people. And you felt like you were having a tangible, positive impact on other humans, right? And being a rugby player, being a sports professional, you can inspire people in a certain way, but effectively you're in the entertainment industry. But now I run a charity called Millimeters Mountains, dealing with helping people who have been through trauma, who are in a similar situation to me. And there was this moment of the sort of switch flicked in my mind, where I was like, well, if enough good can come from this situation for other people, by definition, I can turn it from a bad day, me diving into the pool, into a good day. And that's what I set off trying to do.
So let's talk about the documentary. How did that come about? Like, were you, did someone approach you and when you were doing all these inspiring things, and how excited are you about this documentary to come out?
Yeah, I started a blog whilst I was in hospital, and that ended up turning into a book that I wrote 5 years ago called Lucky. And then I got a call about 3 years ago from a lady called Helen Parker, who introduced herself saying, "I've read your book, I think it could be a film. I work with Universal Studios." And of course, I thought that was a joke. I was like, come on, call the other one. Who actually is this? And it turned out it was real. It's been 3 years in the making. Just amazed that it's actually, you know, got to this point now, because the global premiere is tomorrow. Obviously, it's going to be released in the US on the 20th of August across all digital platforms. So just, you know, really excited for people to see this. And I hope it can help some people as well.
When you think about climbing a mountain and the absolute, is that the best like feeling you ever have in the world, to climb a mountain?
I mean, sometimes in the middle of it doesn't feel great at all. It feels pretty horrible. It's quite scary, and it can be very tough and cold and painful. But what an environment to test yourself, to sort of break down your own limitations, but also just to exist in. Like, sometimes sitting up at 5,000 meters in the Himalayas, a week away from the nearest road, no signal, I mean, the headspace, it is life-changing, you know. And the size of the mountains, and they do give you a sense of perspective, not just on, they make you feel small, but in an empowering way, because they make your problems feel small as well. So they're as physically, you know, they are as emotionally healing as they are physically for me.
Well, it seems so, so powerful to what you went through and how you've been able to overcome things, your foundation, all the different things. What are your next goals for yourself after this documentary?
Well, actually, I'm off to the Paralympics in Paris in a couple of weeks' time. So I'm hosting the athletics out there for Channel 4, which I'm really, really excited about. What an amazing event to be a part of. So really pumped for that. And then next year, hopefully some more big mountains in the Himalayas, but we'll have to wait and see.
So, like, is there, like, when you think about you becoming a brand now, and your this next thing will put you out on the mountain, I mean, I know you'll be doing more speaking engagements and things like that. Are you thinking more and more of where your brand is going next, how you're going to inspire so many more people from this film, and how, what you're going to do? It's going to probably be, it's going to take a team, right, to do it all, right? Not just yourself, the way it's going.
I mean, that's a terrifying chat from you. I just keep doing what I'm doing. Like, we're already doing it with the charity. The film, we didn't do any specific shoots for it. They just followed what was already going on, the climbs that I was taking. But of course, if I can have a more positive impact on a wider group of people, then I would love that. But, you know, I'm not very good with social media and exposure, and I keep getting told off by my agent for doing loads of stuff for free and things like that. So I definitely would need a team around me if it ever got to that stage, that's for sure.
Well, it's going to get to that stage, because ultimately, do you see a documentary into a film at one point about your life story? Could that happen? You go from documentary to film?
Wow, never even comprehended that. I mean, this is obviously a feature-length documentary, so yeah,
but it could be a film at one point. I mean, a story, be especially if you're
with actors,
starts to go and, you know, bring that thing. So, where can people check it out? Best place.
Yeah, so from August 20th in the US, it's going to be across all major digital platforms to rent or own. So, yeah, just excited people to see it, and I'd love to hear people's feedback as well once it's out there.
Oh, we appreciate it. Your story is amazing. It makes me now, you know, whatever pain I'm going through, to know what you've gone through and how you get up every day and rock it. That should make everyone say, "Take life is a journey and make it the best." And it seems like you are doing that, Ed, through the most one bad decision changed your life forever, but it changed it in a great way, for what you're going to be able to inspire so many people and let your legacy live on forever. So appreciate it, Ed. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.